It's Friday. Yes. I feel like I should be saying, you're listening to the Teach Computing Podcast. But I don't know if that would be just a bit too cheesy, and maybe I'm not ready for that. Anyway, fantastic this week. It's not just me. We've also got...
We've got Vicky Dodd and at Vicky Phil on Twitter.
And I'm so excited because you're soon going to be coming to work at our school.
I am. I'm joining Our Lady's Catholic High School as Assistant Principal Teacher of Computing. Yay!
Yeah, and you'll be able to help us with some of the training events that we've got coming up.
Lots. Yes, got a CODU 1 for Key Stage 2 and Key Stage 3. That would be my first. And hopefully a Python Summer School. Yeah, possibly.
Well, I hope. We've got loads and loads of plans for adults, teachers, families, children, all sorts. So my name is Alan O'Donoghue, and I record this podcast each Friday, and it's all about what I've been doing with my Year 10 GCSE computing class. And we've also added Vicky into the mix, so we get to find out about Vicky's classes, except you've not had any this week.
No, I haven't had any classes this week, but normally I would have a Year 9 and Year 10 GCSE computing class, because at my current school we take their GCSEs or options in Year 8, but no classes this week because it's been bank holiday. And we had an extra inset day.
You had an extra inset day. Well, I've had some lessons with my class this week. So I've actually had three, have I? I've had four. Oh, gosh, no, I had two last week and two this week. Mm-hmm. So last week was the first lesson back after... I've been ill and my head's all over the place at the moment. Right, so... We had a lesson where they were doing their controlled assessment. So they're still doing A453, and we're up to about 11 hours on that at the moment. And if you're listening to this and you want to see, you just go to tinyurl.com/10ACO1, and you can see where they're up to. And I've gone around the room, and I've been looking at what they're doing, as well as tracking their progress and putting it in that Google document. And I've noticed... Some people were really, really stuck and haven't really moved forward and haven't moved on. And I've been racking my brains because we're quite limited in what we can do to support them and help them. We can only give general advice and support. So I've made some notes. I'm thinking, what can I do? How can I even just guide or direct them? And I'm really finding that tough, not being able to say to them, you know, just put this in or do that. So I haven't done that yet. Now, the next lesson after that, I thought, oh, heck, they've got their summer exams coming up. And they did their summer exam yesterday. Yeah, it was when?
Mock exam,
Year 10. They do summer exams in Year 10. Mm. So I went through the revision list with them, and it's quite a big, long list. So it'd be a little bit boring. I literally just went through the revision list with them and said, right, pinky partner mode. So sit with your pinky partners. And so let's say the first thing on the list might be binary. Why do computers use binary? So it was just sort of said, right, in the back of your book, you got 20 seconds, write down as many words as you can, and why do computers use binary? Okay, now stop. Right, now you've got a minute. Talk to your partner that you've got. See if you can both agree on the right answer. And then I kind of summarised what they did. And we literally just went through that revision list. Well, we got halfway through it, and then... In the next lesson, which we had on the...
Is this theory that they've all covered?
It's things that we've already covered through the homeworks, and some of it was at the beginning of the year. So it's things like CPU. How can you affect the performance of a CPU? So it was... I was thinking, right, think of one thing you can do to change the performance of a CPU. Write it down in your book. Now check with your partner. So what did we have? Yeah, increase the number of cores. Yeah, that's right. Increase the cache. And... So literally, I was just going through the revision list, making sure that they knew this was what the list was and what was going to be in the exam. Not the most exciting lessons I've had.
You know when you do the theory? Because you give it them, they do the theory as homeworks.
Only been doing that since January.
They've only been doing that since January. So before that, you were actually teaching some of the theory and lesson.
On the Monday morning.
And then when they go into year 11, will you then recap quite a lot of that in lessons?
That's the plan. That's the plan. Yes.
Because that's my plan too. Yeah, I'm going with that plan.
Now, we did something in school this week as a whole staff, a teaching and learning thing, where we're all at the moment with year 11, we're all going through how do we prepare our year 11 for exams. Mm. And I got some great ideas about how to do it, but I'll save that for another episode because it was... Like, okay, so one idea was you give the children a question and the model answer.
Yes.
And the, so the pinky person might then ask the other person, so Vicky, why do computers use binary?
Mm.
And you would say...
Yeah.
No, you say a little bit more than that. Go on. Why do they use binary? And
right.
And then because I'm trying to coach the answer, yeah, and I've got the answer in front of me, I'd be saying,
so you'd be giving
and
them
zeros,
yes,
two
and
states,
switch on and off.
Yeah,
yes,
great.
True,
that's
false,
a little bit more.
Yes.
Oh, that's it. So, and then you'd end up telling me the answer that I have. So that's something. I wish I'd known that before that lesson.
And then they'd mark it. They'd obviously mark it. So
Well, no. This was just an activity that they would do in the lesson where they'd ask each other questions where they knew the answer. But then you could then set them a question with. But there was. My head was buzzing full of ideas, but my head's also full of a cold, so I wasn't able to do that quite as much.
So I was just asking then about the delivery of theory.
Yeah, no, I am planning to come back to it, but at the moment I'm using the bulk of their lesson time to do the controlled assessments.
Yeah, I am. Mine are 2 hours a week on controlled assessments.
Yeah. If we use the full amount of time allocated, it's 40 hours, isn't it? Because it's 20 hours per assignment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's...
40 hours controlled assessment.
Controlled assessment. And
do you only get 2 hours a week in year 11 as well?
No, we actually have five. So we have two in 1 week and we have a 2 week timetable.
Yeah.
Two in week A and three in week B.
So it works out at 2.5 hours a week then on average.
On average.
Yeah. So mine would actually get three, so I'll get more time than you. Well, Ashton will get more time than me, won't we, mate?
But you'll be here. So I spent a lot of time thinking, how am I going to support them with this? Now, one of the things I noticed when they were actually designing, some of them were using all sorts of weird sort of different shapes for the flowchart.
Yeah.
And we did do a lesson in flowcharts
very early on.
I've
done numerous lessons in flowcharts.
And I thought, they're just not getting it. They're not getting it. So yesterday they did the exam in the exam hall.
Mm.
Like we all 200 were doing different exams. And then they had me after lunch. And they were going, oh, so we're not doing more tests and stuff, are we? No. So I did a lesson all about flowchart usage.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave them some flowcharts. I literally just drew them on the board. So one was the kettle. You put water in the kettle, you switch it on, heat the water, has it reached the temperature? But I drew the flowcharts wrong. So I had arrows pointing in the wrong direction. I had the yes-no states the wrong way round. I had it so that it was checking if the water was at a certain temperature. So I said, right, here's a flowchart. Notice which symbols I'm using. So we've got the Terminator symbol here. This we're using because this is an input or an output. So I was reinforcing the use of these. And I said, oh, hang on. Some of you are putting your hands up. Yeah, you've got some mistakes. Okay. So let me see. Oh, gosh, yeah. I've probably got 3 or 4. See how many mistakes you can spot in your head. Think about it. Right, now check with your pinky partner. Have they got the same mistakes that you have? And what are they? Oh, my goodness. Some of them are coming up with... Oh, well, when you've drawn that one, you've drawn the line long... No. Okay, yeah. So they were actually picking faults in how accurately I drew them, but that's not what I wanted.
No.
So they weren't really getting to it. So I had to do a little... reinforce that quite a lot. So it was things like... It was saying, when the water had reached... let's see. Was the water a certain temperature?
And then
switch off the kettle. And they weren't spotting that. So I was having to really hammer that home. Maybe it was just too long of a day. Right, so they were all my lessons, basically getting ready for an exam and then the post-exam, and you've not had any lessons.
I've not had any lessons this week. I've missed my lessons this week with my computing, to be honest.
So you came into school on Friday.
Back to the Future. It was fantastic, absolutely fantastic. We did, there was 12 Year 8 boys, only boys, unfortunately, came from Ashton, and they came not knowing what they were going to be doing, and we ended up doing Lua to create a game that had a similar component to Angry Birds with the 2D blocks that fall over. And they absolutely loved it with Anthony. And I've forgotten, really rudely forgotten Anthony's surname. Now, Anthony Ball?
Yes, Anthony Ball.
Yeah,
that's
he was absolutely fantastic with
Sinister Soft
on Twitter. And he's also got a website, Sinister Stuff, and also on Facebook. And he's got all his materials and his tutorials that he's shared on
Facebook.
So
he's not a teacher, he's a software developer.
No, he's a software developer. And he was really good because he showed them all the apps that he's done and he sells on through the app stores. And they were just totally in awe, and that really motivated them. And really mixed ability kids, some really lower ability ones with a real superstar quite clearly in there. And even the weaker ones worked tirelessly all day. And at one point, I actually thought we need to get out and get some fresh air because they were just solidly on task all the way
through. Isn't it amazing sometimes when you've got a really long period of time, if the children are focused, what you can achieve. Mm. And that was... So the stuff that was happening around the rest of the school was totally different from that.
I didn't get to see any of that. I was left out. I was stuck.
So because you did like a school trip into our school, what we actually had was... So we had 183, or whatever it was, from that year group, year 8. So it was the same year group that you had?
Yes, same year 8.
So we had 183 children, and the first lesson was actually a PSE lesson for them, and it was delivered by our school teachers, and they were given some scenarios, and it was like step by step, and it was a bullying issue that turned into a cyberbullying issue. And the teacher said that worked really well, and they thought that helped drive that message home. And then while that was going on, and while you were making your way to our school, I was training. We had 26, 27 volunteers that came in for the day. Now, some of them were actually teachers, some of them were software developers, games developers, games designers. And I spent the first hour...
And the STEM ambassadors.
Oh, that's right, yes.
Don't forget Nikki.
And I spent about an hour or so training them in some of the tools that we could use. So we looked at the Mozilla WebMaker tools, so Hackasaurus and Thimble.
Mm-hmm.
And I showed them how very quickly we could change a web page. And I gave them a few suggestions of how they could do this with the class. And then they went off and they spent then 4 hours working with a class.
Oh, right. So did they not... I wasn't sure that they all had kind of a similar sort of scenario as to what we were doing.
They had the e-safety scenario, but they weren't doing Lua like you. No, they were using HTML, Hackasaurus.
Were different groups not given, say, a topic or something?
No.
They were doing all different things?
No. Everybody in the school, it was something about cyberbullying. It either had to help reduce it or raise awareness of it to do with this cyberbullying topic. So one child, for example, used Hackasaurus to take the BBC news page and then change the page so that if somebody was being bullied and everybody says, oh, you're fat, you're fat, you're fat, what would happen if they looked at the BBC news page?
And there was a picture of him.
And then there was pictures of...
been edited. Fantastic.
Or all the stories were about obesity and about fat and about this. And it's because, like, when you're being bullied, suddenly you think everything's all about... Everybody's laughing at you and everybody's poking. And... Some children had taken Thimble to create web pages. So, all the volunteers who came, we spent about another hour after school sort of, like, debriefing what worked well. And we're going to have another one.
Yeah.
You know? So it was... And you also, the room that you were in, we had another school.
We had... Diane
from Wellfield Business and Enterprise College.
And they were doing App Inventor with Carl from Edgehill.
And they were saying the same thing. And we had a lovely email from a parent of a child that goes to Wellfield saying it was just fantastic. The child came home, spent hours raving about it, showing other people in the family how to do it.
It was absolutely fantastic, actually, because they were doing some of the tutorials, the sheep tutorial that in because Carl's obviously writing... Yeah. You know, an App Inventor book, and it was from that. And all we heard, because we were sharing the same room, was constantly.
What I loved about that day was because we could suspend the curriculum, normal lessons, it gives you that chance to experiment and try new things out that you...
I would never have tried Lua, for example.
No, exactly.
No, never.
Or would you have known to bring Anthony into your classroom and do something for...
No.
And it would have also been difficult just to do that with a class for 4 hours. So the way that we did it, it just sort of seemed to make it work.
And the experience from Anthony with Lua, it made me, looking at Lua, definitely a language that I'd like to look into further in the future.
Yeah. So it opened your eyes.
Really did, because he was raving about it's much better than Python. And, you know, you're always, okay, in a classroom environment, is it really? But it was really forgiving. I mean, he was doing some really complex things.
Sure.
And they managed it, and I think for Anthony as well, it was a really good experience. He'll tell me if I'm wrong, sure. perhaps hated it.
So there we are. So that was Hack to the Future, and we held it on the Friday the 3rd of May.
It was
the Friday before the bank holiday, and we will have more. I need to write a blog post.
I had a STEM day yesterday, actually.
Oh.
That's what I've been doing all day, I've just remembered.
Right.
And I was doing a computing STEM day. I was going to use Pico boards, but there's a problem with Pico board drivers at the moment. Can't get them working. And I think it may be something to do with the Windows 7 update. because I can't get them working at home anyway. Somebody can tell me how to fix it, perhaps.
Yeah, Pico boards with Windows 7. See, we're still on XP.
No, see, it's Windows. I think it's a Windows 7 update. But anyway,
Pico boards are great.
Fantastic. Well, I wanted to do sensors.
Yeah.
We were doing, the theme of the day was sport, STEM day and sport. And I was going to do a scratch game using sensors.
Yeah. You could sense light and water.
Sound.
Not water.
Light, sound, obviously, and obviously the slider thing as well, and the touch
the
with
push
the push button.
Yeah.
And couldn't get the Pico boards installed, so I had to change it. And I did. We ended up doing Race to Create, and we were on about how sports games may use sensors and colour as sensors in their development. And we ended up using Scratch, but that was with Year 8 as well. And that's what I did today.
Right,
it was fantastic.
We're going to have to wrap it up there.
Yes, let's go.
I've got a daughter that needs taken to ballet. So
priorities.
Yes. So if you're liking this and you want to know more, do as some people done. Somebody sent me a tweet this week and was asking me some questions, and it was great. We had a phone call. I was sat in the supermarket car park at Booths, explaining all about
Booths.
Posh shop. Yeah, it is. Yeah. That's
he's showing off.
It's
now,
a
folks.
Posh up north shop, and it was just good. So I really open the conversation. Mm. If you're hearing something you want to know more about, then you can message Vicky Ville, V-I-K-K-I, and Techno Teacher, how do you spell that?
T-E-K-N-O, Teacher.
And you know how to spell teacher. It's just techno, it's just me being awkward. Thank you very much for listening. Bye.
Bye.